Once upon a time, there was a princess called Yang Li.
Aha, really, Finn?
Absolutely.
You have certainly put a smile on my face.
That's good.
Thank you. Once upon a time, 意思是从前。这是许多英国传统童话故事的固定开头语。
That's right. And today in Ask About Britain, we're answering a question from Cindy in Dalian.
Hi, I'm Cindy from Dalian, China. I'm obsessed with Harry Potter series, and I'm really into British children's literature. Therefore, I want to know what books British parents read to their children. Thanks.
Cindy 和其他很多人一样也是一名哈迷，对哈利波特特别着迷， is obsessed with 哈利波特系列片。不过他想知道，除了哈利波特之外，英国的父母们还给自己的孩子们读哪些书呢？
Yes, she says she's really into children's literature. Now, if you're really into something, it means you really like it.
So, what children's books were you into as a kid, Finn? Or rather, are you into as a big kid?
A big kid. I am a big kid. Well, as a small kid, I really, really liked the fantasy novels of C.S. Lewis. Now, I think people might know The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, I really liked some other books. They were quite dark.And more humorous and imaginative,the books of Roald Dahl. For instance, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
You know that one?
Yes, yeah, very famous. Finn 说呀，他特别喜欢这些书，现在呢，都已经改编成了巨额大片，比如《狮子》《女巫》《魔衣柜》，还有《查理与巧克力工厂》。You used the word fantasy, didn't you?
Yes, fantasy novels, 幻想小说。
And humorous, 幽默的。
That's right. Now, Cindy's question was about which books British parents read to their children now. So, let's hear from some British parents. First, here's Mark.
A lot of the books that I tend to read him are books that I myself enjoyed, as a young kid or my younger brother enjoyed. The Mr. Men books in particular are very appealing to my little boy because...They are very visually strong, lots of primary colours and strong outlines, to the images. And the stories are quaint, I suppose you would say, quite sweet.
英国问答
Mark 有个小儿子、非常喜欢听一套叫 Mr. Men 的童话书。这套书描绘的是几个简单的动画人物，使用基本色或者说原色 primary colors.
Primary colors, yes. He says they are visually strong, 非常醒目
And also quaint,古雅的，离奇有趣的，这个很有意思。他说呀，他小的时候 as a young kid, 也非常喜欢这套童话书。Were you the same, Finn?
Yes, actually, I loved Mr. Men books as well. They were very simple stories with funny and, colorful pictures.
不过好的童话呀，不仅仅在于它的插图精美。据 Alice 介绍，对于年龄稍大的儿童，什么更为重要呢？ What is important to them?
For older children, I think they like a bit of a plot and some historical figures, some fantasy, so King Arthur...Or Alice in Wonderland, where there are all these dreams and figures from your imagination. And I think it helps to have nice pictures too, but plot's more important as you get older.
What did Alice say was important to slightly older children? Plot.
Yes, plot. 故事情节。他还说，年龄稍大的儿童可能对那些更为完整的故事更为感兴趣，比如 King Arthur 亚瑟王的故事和 Alice in Wonderland 爱丽丝漫游奇境记。
Well, I hope that this program has given Cindy an idea of some of the books which British parents like to read to their kids. Now, have you read any of these, Lee?
Certainly, King Arthur and Alice in Wonderland.
I love King Arthur. Which do you prefer?
Well, Alice in Wonderland.
And what about, children's literature in China? Would you say that these same kind of things are popular?
From what I remember, 安徒生童话特别有名。
安徒生童话是不是那个 Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tales?
That's right.
Very good.
And of course, there are lots of good Chinese fairy tales too.
Absolutely. Okay, well, if you have any other questions about British culture, please email us at chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
And they all lived happily ever after.
What?
And they all lived happily ever after.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that how all children's stories end?
It is indeed, yes. And they all lived happily ever after. Bye for now.
Bye. English 问答